What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, August 3rd, 2020, start of a brand new week, start of a brand new month. We have got a lot to talk about today, and as usual, I'm going to talk about news until I run out of news, at which point we will open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, opinions, and observations here. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, so let's get right back into it. Obviously, the big news over the weekend, at least if you're a space geek like I am, and I'm definitely a space geek here, SpaceX Dragon crew capsule returned safely to Earth. In fact, it went so smoothly, it was almost anticlimactic. You know, it's like watching somebody park a car. And the only negatives that happened is there was a detectable a degree of fumes from the hypergolic fuels used for the thrusters. And the other part, and this was kind of a little tacky, is a lot of people came out in their private boats to watch the recovery, and they got perhaps a little bit closer than needed to be the case here. And I imagine probably in future recoveries, they'll have either the Coast Guard or some private boats out there just to keep them back to a reasonable distance. And at one point, one boat sailed between the capsule and the recovery ship, flying what appeared to be a Trump flag, which I thought was a little bit tacky, and maybe they were trying to make Trump look bad. But the end here is that two NASA astronauts, Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken, basically rode the Dragon crew capsule back to Earth, bobbed about in the ocean in the Gulf of Mexico, which, considering the tropical storm slash hurricane that's on the other side of Florida, was remarkably calm and smooth. And the recovery just went very, very well. So America's back in the space business, and congratulations to everybody over there at SpaceX and Elon Musk. And it was exciting to watch, just because it's been so long. It's been 45 years since the last time Americans had a splashdown. That was at the end of the Apollo-Soyuz mission. And, of course, it's been almost a decade since Americans flew in space on an American spaceship. We've been, you know, hitching rides with the Russians to get up to the ISS. Well, that has all changed now. And so from now on, we've got private space flight is a reality. We know that Virgin Galactic is getting ready for their space tourism business. The tickets for that are going to be about $250,000 each. Well worth it if you've got the money. I mean, getting into space is on my bucket list. And Boeing, of course, despite their setback last year, they're getting ready to launch their reusable orbital transfer system. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. But it's an exciting time for people who are involved in space exploration, and it was definitely fun to watch. Okay, now the other big story that came over the weekend, the Federal Court of Appeals in the First Circuit vacated the death sentence for the Boston Marathon bombing, Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. And basically, the FBI does not justify a guilty conviction. There's a reasonable doubt. The only reason that Tsarnaev was convicted is his court-appointed lawyer literally walked into the courtroom and told the jury he did it. Should have been disbarred on that point alone here. But the FBI's evidence, if there really was a bombing, the Tsarnaev brothers were not involved. And, of course, I've been putting up my little graphic showing the Tsarnaev brothers were wearing gray backpacks, and the remnants of the bombs were in black backpacks with these very identifiable white squares on the top, which do not appear on Tsarnaev. The whole idea of a jury trial is you have to think they're guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. And in this one graphic, there's the reasonable doubt right there. Absolutely the reasonable doubt. The whole thing was a false flag fake. The Tsarnaevs got to be the scapegoats, the sacrificial lambs. Now, Trump is out there demanding the federal government go after the death penalty again, saying that nobody deserves it more than Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. Well, Trump, you're not doing your due diligence on this one. You know, and as the president, your job is oversight to see if maybe the government has made a mistake somewhere. Because this government does make mistakes. Iraq being a good one. So President Donald Trump yesterday said the federal government should once again seek the death penalty for Dzhokhar Tsarnaev while venting his frustration that the entire process was taking so long. Well, what do you want to do, Trump? Just walk him out there on the back lawn or out to the Rose Garden and shoot him yourself? Better that it takes too long than an innocent person gets sent to the jail. And innocent people do get executed. Bruno Richard Hauptmann comes to mind. In the years since that travesty of justice, it's pretty much been obvious. He got framed and railroaded because it was politically necessary to have somebody to pay for the Lindbergh baby kidnapping and killing, which turned out to not be a kidnapping at all, but a cover for an accidental killing of the baby. All right, getting on to our local protests and stuff, the Austin police on horseback have cleared out the occupied streets of Black Lives Matter and Antifa goons. Good for them. You know, it's Texas. They got horses down there. And here's a very, very interesting observation from Zero Hedge talking about peaceful riots. Apparently, the new description for a riot that involves the breaking of windows and smashing of trash cans and setting of fires and attack on police, they don't call them violent riots anymore. They call them riots that intensified. Okay, that's the new thing. It's a peaceful demonstration, but it intensified. And so legal scholar Eugene Volk wonders how this terminology would work in court. You were being charged with an intensified peaceful demonstration in the second degree. How do you plead? It's like the language itself is now under attack. These are violent riots. They're not peaceful protests that just intensified. They're violent riots. Let's call them what they are. Now, this story just absolutely makes me sick. This is down in Minneapolis. The Minneapolis Police Department has circulated a series of tips for residents in response to a spike in carjackings and robberies. They're saying, cooperate with the criminals. Do what they say. Give up your wallet, purse, and cell phone. This is the new normal under democratic rule. Go along with criminals. Well, Mr. Minneapolis police officer, let me ask you a question. What if the person you're confronting wants to kill you? Or rape you, or rape your wife and your children? What are you going to do then? Cooperate? Isn't that what the police are for? You know, we're hearing all across the country, police departments are being defunded in response to the Black Lives Matter Antifa demands. Seattle's talking about completely disbanding their police department and replacing it with a citizen-run protective detail of some kind. Little fuzzy in the description, little fuzzy on the details. But this is nuts. And you know what really annoys me is we're being told, you know, don't judge Antifa and Black Lives Matter by the actions of a few violent individuals, but please blame the entire police force for the actions of a few individual police officers who step across the line. A little bit of a double standard there. If we're going to disband the police department, let's disband Black Lives Matter. Let's disband Antifa, because violence is wrong. And if you're going to take a few bad cops and use them to shut down the entire police department, then let's take a few bad apples within Black Lives Matter and Antifa and use them to shut all of that down. Because that's where the violence is coming from. Okay, apparently toward the end of last week, there was a bit of a whoopsie involving a training mishap with the Marine Corps. And apparently they lost one of their amphibious vehicles with its crew, and they've called off the search for the 8 missing troops, and they're missing, presumed dead from this training mishap. And this was announced yesterday that they've said, basically, we're not going to find them. Sharks probably got them. A lot of shark attacks along the eastern seaboard all of a sudden. Just in time for Discovery Channel Shark Week. I wonder if that's got to do with the reporting of shark stories, because I'm seeing a lot of them all of a sudden. They're even rerunning the Jaws movies this week. Everybody's jumping on board, you know, Shark Week. Gotta push the product, push the show. And apparently next weekend they're having some kind of an event with Mike Tyson in a shark cage, which, you know, Claire thinks it's shamefully exploiting the fact that he's an old guy. And I don't know, they've sort of run out of things to talk about sharks. And they're out there with these series of commercials about the two pickles. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you'll find out eventually. All right, let's talk about COVID-19. A lot of stuff going on with there. A senior Trump administration health official is rejecting hydroxychloroquine as a coronavirus treatment. Now, Trump, of course, has promoted the use of the antimalarial drug as a treatment for the ongoing coronavirus. Testing the drug for use in treating COVID-19 is being blocked by international health bodies, which have noted the compound's adverse effects on patients. That's got nothing to do with it. It's all about the money. Hydroxychloroquine has been around for a long time. It cannot be patented. It has to be sold generic. And that means no profitability, no huge market price markup, no exclusive marketability. That's really what it's all about. They want something new, something patentable, something that will generate huge amounts of profits for the pharmaceutical industry. Anything that works but can't be patented, forget it. They're not interested. They're not interested in anything that comes out of nature. They're not interested in anything that's been around for 150 years. They're not interested in anything that actually works, unless, of course, it can be brought into the business model of an ongoing costly treatment. Anyway, an official in the U.S. government pandemic response team yesterday affirmed that there is zero evidence that hydroxychloroquine is a workable treatment for the COVID-19 coronavirus. Now, he can state it. He can't affirm it because there have been tests. There are doctors out there saying, yes, this stuff works. Anyway, a Trump administration testing figure, Brett Giroir, was on Meet the Press and says he's unable to support hydroxychloroquine as a treatment as trials do not show any benefit. Well, there are trials that do show a benefit. But again, this is all about the money. This is all about maintaining profitability for those pharmaceutical companies, which I'm sure members of the government have plenty of those stocks in their portfolios. Now, here's a little scary story here. This is from shtfplan.com. Apparently, the Pentagon will be helping the CDC mass distribute the COVID vaccine. Are you still sure it's not going to be mandatory? Because all of a sudden, the CDC is getting partnered up with all these guys who carry guns around. Now, they're claiming there's a new coronavirus vaccine right around the corner, thanks to Operation Warp Speed, and they want to get it on out there, and the Pentagon's going to help them deal with the logistics of getting it out. I still think about 1976 and the swine flu vaccine that was mandated for all Americans, and they had to call the program off about a quarter of the way in when it came out that the vaccine was killing more people than the flu was. Then you had the 2009 when pigs fly flu, where the Tamiflu turned out to be no more effective than acetaminophen, except, of course, that it was causing brain damage. Then you have these other vaccines lately that have led to Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a neurological disorder. It's permanent, by the way. Once you get it, there's no going back. You're stuck with it for life. And then you had those vaccine scandals in Europe where these kids were getting narcolepsy from their vaccines, where they were perfectly healthy kids. And after the vaccine, they would just drop off to sleep at random intervals. And here in this country, of course, vaccine companies are indemnified from all harm. You can't sue them if they cause damage. You have to go to the vaccine court, which even though it's biased is to say it's all in your head and all your imagination, they have handed out billions and billions of dollars to people who have been injured by these vaccines. And this is for a product which has never exceeded a 50% effectiveness rate. If you vaccinate 100 people against disease, creeping blorch, less than 50 of them will actually develop any immunity. And the immunity is always short-lived. Now, there have been some vaccines in history that worked, but a lot of them don't. It's gone from being something to actually try and prevent disease into being just another money-making operation. Push the product, stick the needle, get the money. That's it. Now, Russia's planning for their first mass COVID-19 vaccinations in October amid global skepticism. Russia's health ministry has announced it expects to begin mass vaccinations by October, with the first rounds to be administered to frontline medical workers as well as teachers. We plan wider vaccinations for October, according to Health Minister Mikhail Murashko, who was speaking on Saturday after he described that Moscow-based state research facility, the Gamaleya Institute, has completed clinical trials of an effective vaccine. Well, good for them. And you can expect the Russia bashing to take off because we don't want a Russian vaccine here in the United States. We want an American vaccine produced by an American company, you know, paid for in American dollars. It really is all about the money here. Apparently, there's a riot down in a prison in South Georgia because of a COVID-19 flare-up. Down in Texas, the state health department has corrected the death toll after mistakenly attributing 225 deaths to COVID-19. And now you have the director of the CDC who's gone public admitting there is a monetary incentive to inflate the coronavirus death count, something that we've been pointing out to you for a very, very long time. They get more money by declaring this patient ill with coronavirus. They get more money by putting patients on ventilators. They get more money by saying that this or that person died of COVID-19. And dying with COVID-19 is not the same thing as dying of COVID-19, because the vast majority of these deaths that are being attributed to COVID-19 involve people who had other life-shortening conditions or who had died from a completely different cause. We've had people who died in car accidents put down as dead from COVID-19. You know, I'm expecting they're going to start teaching in churches that Jesus died of COVID-19. That's how out of control and crazy it's become. There's been another COVID-19 outbreak on a Norwegian cruise liner. At least 40 passengers and crew have been diagnosed with COVID, and officials are trying to trace 387 people who disembarked before the outbreak was detected. There's something about those cruise ships that the COVID virus absolutely, absolutely loves. Now, for those of you worried about your weight, and I'm one of them, apparently obese people are twice as likely to die from COVID, and apparently increased alcohol consumption is only making things worse. Of course, when you're stuck at home, you've got nothing to do but eat and drink in your self-isolation, sort of between the rock and the hard place here. Well, as you know, they're still talking about a proposed COVID-19 bill, a new round of stimulus. And as is typical of Washington, D.C., the pork barrel is out. And there's a lot of stuff inside this bill, which has got really nothing to do with COVID-19, even though it's all justified as preparing the country to deal with COVID-19. So let's see. They're talking about $1 trillion, of which $283 million to the Army for new build Apache Block 3B attack helicopters, $375 million to the Army for upgrades for its double V-hull Stryker 8x8 armored wheeled vehicles, $1 billion to the Navy for P-8A Poseidon maritime patrol aircraft, $41 million to the Navy for RGM-184A naval strike missiles, $2 billion to the Navy, $1.4 billion for four expeditionary medical ships, and $260 million for a single Spearhead-class expeditionary fast transport. $49 million to the Navy for sonobuoys, $686 million to the Air Force for F-35A joint strike fighters. What are they going to do, shoot the virus with that thing? $720 million to the Air Force for C-130J Hercules airlifters, $650 million to the Air Force for wing replacement kits for the A-10, and so forth and so forth and so on. Really not a lot in there for ordinary Americans who are actually having to deal with COVID-19. But it keeps going on. Warthog replacement kits for the wings, THAAD batteries, another THAAD battery. I'm just looking at this list going down here. $800 million from the National Guard and Reserve Equipment Account. And especially down here to the bottom, $48 million to the Army for, quote, other procurement, $34 million to the Navy for other procurement, $484,000 for defense-wide other procurement. They're not even saying what they're spending the money on. Just the money's going to be spent, let's spend it on the war machine, you know, and so what if people are dying and going hungry and losing their homes? You know, the war is what makes this country great here. The administration wants $377 million to remodel the West Wing of the White House. And they're sticking that in the virus relief bill. When we restart this country as part of the blueprint for the new America, we've got to say one bill, one purpose. None of these other purposes and riders and stuff. We've got to take a break for commercial. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show. Here we're going to talk about, first of all, a reminder that Republic Broadcasting is holding a perpetual fundraiser. So is whatreallyhappened.com. We need to replace old equipment. We're trying to sort of improve things, get a 5-second delay and various other equipment to sort of get our production a little more professional than it has been. So the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. I thank you. And again, to those who've already donated, our heartfelt gratitude. We wouldn't be here without you. All right, so let's talk about the domestic political news here right now. Donald Trump's renomination, which is taking place on August 21st, they're going to hold their convention without the press and public access. Apparently, they're of the opinion the press may not be too sympathetic to what's going on. Mostly, it's because Trump has had to bounce his convention around from all these state governors saying, no, 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 you can't have it here. COVID-19, you're diseased. We don't want you. So they're going to have the convention. They're going to stream the main event online for those of you who want to watch, even though it is a study in foregone conclusions, but they're closing it to the public and press, and that'll be on the 21st. Now, little bit of good news going into that convention. A new poll released this weekend shows that President Trump has taken a national and battleground states lead over Joe Biden. Joe Biden's in a little bit of trouble. First of all, he's not going to be announcing his VP pick this week, has been indicated. And more to the point, Democrats are urging Biden not to debate Trump, and they're trying to figure out some way that they can sell this to the American people as a good thing. You know, oh, it would be a waste of time for them to debate. You know, Biden's fine. We don't need to have them talking with each other. But Democrats across the country have begun to pressure the Biden campaign to call off all debates with Donald Trump due to the coronavirus pandemic. That's what they're trying to blame it on. It's got nothing to do with coronavirus. It's Biden's case of hoof in mouth that is worrying people right now. Okay, we have a caller on the line. This is Dr. Kelly. He's an RBN host. And Dr. Kelly, I understand you have something on the COVID vaccine. What's going on?
I just wanted to try to bring in a little humor to this thing because it's so ridiculous. I love how John Stadtmiller was calling it the coronavirus. And I'm just like, I'm so tired of it. I'm like that little girl that it's on a YouTube video. She goes, I'm tired of Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. And she just couldn't take it anymore. And it's just like torture to hear. You know,
yes.
The non-healthcare professional discuss it, and it's just like, oh, my gosh, just, you know, let's call scarf and barf as we see it, meaning you-know-who and you-know-who. And, the good news is that there's so much documentation in a wonderful book called What If Everything You Thought You Knew About AIDS Was Wrong? It was written by a mom and a woman, and there are just tremendous, like 248 references in a 126-page book. And so, you know, wow, that's when, you know, of course, a mom has way more standing than a doctor who's not a mom, which I'm, you know, conceding. I'm surrendering to the rest of my time to the speaker, and it's just so cool that on RBN we have this tremendous platform and this ability to cover each thing moment by moment, and I'm grateful to have come across all of these wonderful, you know, listeners that are educated, that are healthy, like people that are Weston Pricers are so easy to talk to because they don't like flip out and, you know, start the screaming and the name calling. They're just like, wow, you know, where do I reference that? Or how did you come across this? And, you know, then just like sharing the great things that my great grandparents and great greats passed on to me. And it's, you know, we just have to keep on teaching our posterity. And so if anybody did get your economic impact payment, invest in Front Sight in a trust fund for when your posterity turns 11 years old, and make that like the super, what shall we call it? Like some kind of mitzvah, you know, where
okay.
They're becoming a, you know, and then you can be there for your friends and your family and your neighbors, and you don't have to be in a spirit of fear, but in power and love and the sound mind that the good Lord gave you, you know? So just a thought.
Okay, well, we've got about 15 seconds here. Tell everybody when your show is on.
Oh, cool. Okay, so this is Dr. Kelly, and I host the Grand Jury Reawakening Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Pacific right here on RBN. And thank you for those of you who support this platform and the sponsors here, and really educate yourself as much as possible. And if you want to fly into Reno, let's take a road trip together down to Front Sight and get dialed in. Have a good one,
right,
Michael.
The same to you. Thanks a lot. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about Joe Biden. We're talking about the fact that Democrats are saying don't let him debate Donald Trump because of the coronavirus, which is pretty weak excuse right there. Apparently, there's a new nickname for him. He's being called Hollow Joe. And there's an article that came on out from madnesshub.com saying the Biden gang must be going for the steal because Hollow Joe may be the worst Democratic candidate in history. I'd put him in second place after Hillary Clinton, depending upon what your definition of worst happens to be. But the Democratic convention is on the 17th. And I'm expecting some rather dramatic things to be happening there as well. Turning to the international news here, Austria has confirmed the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons report on the Skripal case, saying that this claim that Novichok was used to poison Skripal and his daughter Yulia was a fake. It was propaganda. And it was all lies and cover-up. It was a British invention. We kind of knew anyway. Anyway, Poland says the U.S. will deploy troops on the eastern border. The U.S. announcement of 12,000 troops leaving Germany, Nazis, and others scrambled to secure U.S. presences. Poland is reported keen to have... Let me say that again. Poland is reportedly keen to have a permanent U.S. presence complete with the command. That means more money coming from you, the taxpayer, to Poland. They say at least 1,000 U.S. troops will be involved. That's why these countries all want the U.S. presence. It means money pouring on in, money that will be spent into the local economy here. Polish officials say the troops will be on the eastern border and the command will manage all NATO troops on the Russian frontier. Poland has been courting a U.S. presence for years, suggesting at times they joined NATO specifically for the opportunity to host U.S. troops. Okay, now, over in Iran. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said during his annual Eid al-Adha address that there's no point talking with the United States right now ahead of November because it would only boost Donald Trump. And they're still angry with Donald Trump for unilaterally pulling out of the P5+1 JCPOA deal. And Khamenei further vowed that Iran will only expand its nuclear program. Not give it up. Now, here's the important part to remember. When they talk about a nuclear program, Iran, under the terms of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which both Iran and the United States signed and ratified, Iran has the right to peaceful uses of nuclear technology. Power stations, which they've built one, they're in the process of building another. Industrial applications of nuclear technology, like industrial destatickers, medical isotopes, things like that. They're allowed to do it. Furthermore, under Article 2 of the NNPT, the United States is obligated to help Iran build peaceful nuclear facilities like power stations, something the United States has not done. Unfortunately, every time you hear the corporate media talk about Iran's nuclear program, there's always that subtext, they're building bombs. They're building bombs to come get you. So, Iran is imposing sanctions against a former aide to John Bolton for economic terrorism. And Richard Goldberg, a former member of the United States National Security Council, is accused of economic terrorism by Tehran, citing Articles 4 and 5 of the law on confronting human rights violations and terrorist and adventurous acts of the United States in the region. The statement by Iran announced the sanctions as a mean to achieve the objectives of the aforementioned law in imposing sanctions on American entities engaged in economic terrorism against the country. Now, Iran's chief intelligence, Iran's intelligence chief, says the arrested terrorist leader boasted that he was protected by the FBI. Now, Saturday, Iranian authorities apprehended Jamshid Sharmad, the leader of the Thunder terrorist group. The U.S.-based group has carried out several terror attacks inside Iran, including the bombing of a mosque and the assassination of a nuclear scientist, and has called for the violent overthrow of the Iranian government. Yeah, that sounds like a U.S.-backed group to me. U.S. officials were confounded by the Iranian intelligence services operation to capture Thunder leader Jamshid Sharmad, Intelligence Minister Mahmoud Alavi has said. Well, that's got to be a huge embarrassment. The reason why they first denied his arrest was they knew he was strongly supported by American and Israeli services, and they considered it unlikely for Iran's intelligence ministry to be able to penetrate their umbrella of support. Well, obviously, they were wrong about that one. But they've got him, and he's out there. What arrogance to say, I'm protected by the FBI. The FBI has no authority inside Iran. This guy is in a jail cell, I presume, somewhere in Tehran, and being treated like a terrorist, certainly being treated the way we would treat terrorist suspects. My guess is Iran is going to get a lot of interesting information out of this guy. Down in Turkey, President Erdogan once declared his political mission as raising devout Muslim generations, but apparently in recent years it's shown that young people have defied Erdogan's most ambitious social engineering project, and there is a brain drain going on. Young people are leaving Turkey. They don't see that they've got much of a future there based on Erdogan's plans for a Muslim empire. All righty, over in the Western Pacific, Chinese bombers take to the skies above South China Sea for high-intensity training, and I was looking at some of the photos of their bombers. They're very obviously buying or copying Russian designs. So those are capable bombers out there. China is eyeing suspension of the extradition agreement with New Zealand, further escalation of the tensions in the area. And this is relating to the situation in Hong Kong. China is reportedly looking at suspending its extradition treaty agreement with New Zealand. Reuters reports that Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin announced the decision at a daily briefing. This is supposedly an act of retaliation after New Zealand suspended its existing extradition treaty with Hong Kong. The two countries do not have a specific extradition treaty in place, which means there is no obligation to extradite. However, there is a discretionary process for ad hoc requests. So it's more symbolic than practical. Okay, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is out there declaring that the Chinese Communist Party canceled Hong Kong's elections because their candidates would get crushed. Yeah, I would say that's definitely going to be an issue there. The people of Hong Kong don't want to be part of mainland China any more than the people of Taiwan do. Okay. Over in Israel, Israel's new unity government was sworn in on the 17th of May following a deal made by political rivals Benjamin Netanyahu, leader of the Likud party, and Benny Gantz, leader of the Blue and White party. Under a power-sharing agreement, Netanyahu will remain as prime minister for 18 months before Gantz takes over in October 21. And already Netanyahu is trying to find some way to get out of it. Now, Israel's coalition chairman, member of the Knesset Mika Zohar, said that the country's government is unable to function and is about to fall apart due to the main coalition party's disagreement on a number of issues. In an interview with local radio station Kan, Zohar said that the feeling right now is that it doesn't matter what we do. It's about to be over between Likud and Blue and White. There's a gaping abyss between us and the Blue and White on many topics at an ideological level. And we cannot really function as a functioning coalition. This is like a couple who wants a divorce and are about to sign on to it any minute, he suggested. That will leave Netanyahu in power, which is what he wanted all along. Now, Israel is claiming that they thwarted a terrorist attempt to place explosives on the Syria-Israeli border. And the Israeli Defense Forces says it considers the Syrian regime responsible for any action taken in the territory, adding it will not allow any violation of the sovereignty of the state of Israel. This smells like somebody's getting ready to do a false flag. Anyway, the IDF announced it had thwarted an attempt by four terrorists to place explosives on the border between Israel and Syria, noting that their troops successfully attacked the terrorists without any casualties to the IDF. Recently, an IDF force thwarted an attempt to place explosives on the border, a special force that ambushed the southern Golan Heights near a military post identified a squad of several terrorists placing explosives near the border fence. All right, so let's talk about the economic news here. Goldman Sachs is out there sounding a warning that the U.S. dollar's days are numbered. Gold price hits a record high. Mike Maloney is saying, is this the beginning of $8,000 gold? Gregor Gregerson, silver is mispriced by orders of magnitude. We've been telling you that for a while. Schiff versus Rickards, is 15,000 gold realistic? Absolutely. You know, forget about the stock market. I know it looks really good because they're pumping it up, but it can't stay inflated for that long. You want to diversify your investment portfolio into metals, the physical metal in your possession. Don't go for the paper trade. Those things will fall apart the same time as the stock market does. Peter Schiff is out there saying that the new historic and record-breaking fall in gross domestic product numbers, coupled with massive unemployment and the Federal Reserve's excessive money creation, will cause a dollar collapse. Once that happens, the entire house of cards that is the United States will fall. Schiff says people should be prepared for the fall of the U.S. by the end of this year. According to a report by Russia Today, Schiff, the ignorance of Americans is still present. People are not waking up, unfortunately. That ignorance is likely to remain the case until the fall becomes a crash, which I don't think will begin until the dollar index breaks 80. At its current rate of decline, that level could be breached before year-end, perhaps by Election Day. Okay, another article. This one is coming out of Zero Hedge. The Fed is planning to send money directly to Americans in the next crisis. Over the past decade, the one common theme, despite the political upheaval and growing social and geopolitical instability, was that the market would keep marching higher and the Fed would continue injecting liquidity into the system. Well, that may be the expectation or the theme, but you can't keep that up forever. Second common theme is that despite sparking unprecedented asset price inflation, prices measured across the broader economy would remain subdued. Now, the big news right now is the rent moratorium has expired. They were talking about an extension. That did not happen. Congress has recessed without dealing with that or with the $600 emergency unemployment insurance. So we're starting to see battles between landlord and tenant. Now, from a landlord's point of view, you don't want to evict. You want to have somebody in that building, in that unit, taking care of it, keeping it maintained. And in the current climate, being able to re-rent that is going to be very, very difficult. If people can't pay their current rent, they certainly can't pay a new rent. On the other hand, the landlords themselves are in debt to the banks. It's not like they just took the money out of their pocket to buy that unit. You know, they had to go and get a mortgage on that rental unit and then turn it into a rental unit, which means if the rent isn't being paid, they're not able to make the payments on the mortgage. So as you can see, it's a whole row of dominoes that is getting ready to fall down here. And things are going to get ugly. Article coming out of Zero Hedge, we're screwed. The worst months for both renters and landlords still lie ahead. Rent has barely trickled in across the U.S. over the last couple of months as the country continues to grapple with a decimated economy as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. And we know it's rough out there. I get a lot of emails from people saying, we're going to get kicked out of our home. And I wish there was something more I could do than talk about it. But there really isn't. And you kind of hope that our federal government would do something like extend the moratorium. But they're too busy divvying up the coronavirus bill for military spending to pay attention to the problems of the ordinary American people, apparently. So, and this is according to an article over at Investment Watch blog, be prepared for a massive wave of evictions, food shortage, and starvation. And Claire and I finally got our chest freezer delivered 3 months late. We're starting to stock that up here. But yeah, it's going to get a lot worse before it gets any better. I think the rest of this year is going to be serious, serious, serious trouble. Nearly 30 million Americans are facing food insecurity amid the pandemic, according to the latest data by the Census Bureau. And that's 12.1% of the survey's respondents experienced food scarcity. These are bad times. No two ways about it. These are bad times. Over in Ireland, the Bank of Ireland is now imposing negative rates on cash held in pensions. If you are holding your pension in the Bank of Ireland, you are now officially being charged to do so. I remember the good old days where if you put your money into a bank account, it would grow. They would add more money in there. That was the whole reason to have your money in the bank. Now they're charging you a holding fee. And I'm sure they're going to say, well, you don't want to take that money out of the bank. You don't want to take it home. You could get robbed. Well, I'm already getting robbed. You guys are robbing me. Amazing. All righty. Let's see. A message to our control room here. Talk about social media. Apparently, Madonna's Instagram account has been flagged for spreading misinformation. Apparently, she shared that video about the coronavirus conspiracy to her 15 million followers. Like I said, it's all about the money. It's all about the money. You know something? We should be very, very grateful to people like Madonna and frontline doctors and everybody else who's getting deplatformed for trying to get the truth out there, because we had a saying. It's even on one of the coffee mugs available at the What Really Happened online store. The fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like it where everybody can see it. And now we're seeing it. We're seeing it at YouTube. We're seeing it at Facebook. We're seeing it at Twitter. We're seeing it at Instagram. We're seeing it all over these places. That's the dictatorship at work. And it doesn't matter that it's masked as private corporations. They're just doing that to get around that pesky little Constitution and Bill of Rights. But that's the dictatorship right there, controlling what we see, read, and hear. And that's not the United States of America. And so every time there's another deplatforming or somebody gets flagged, whether it's Madonna or whoever, Alex Jones, or Ryan Dawson for that matter, when they get deplatformed, it's just another nail in the coffin of the illusion that we're still a free country here, that we still have freedom of speech. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call from Dave in Maryland. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing fine.
Hey, good, man. It's good to hear your voice. I'm glad you're still on the air. You know, you didn't get deplatformed like Zion Frost and, you know, Ryan Dawson. You know, he was acting silly that one day, huh?
Well, I would prefer to use the phrase unprofessional. And, you know, hopefully at some point in the future, you know, things will resolve. But, Dave, stay on the line. Got to take a break for commercials. I'll come right back to you after these few words.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Dave in Maryland, and I think we're talking about unemployment. So, Dave, take it away.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the $600, the extra money that they was going to try to add to the unemployment, how they cut it off. It was basically like a universal basic income, you know? And it kind of worked out, you know. I kind of worked out for me. Like I made like $10,000, like in my bank account. I got like $10,000 in my bank just from that, just from having the money. So I mean, it's funny that it happened under Trump, but I think it's like a good thing though. Like, and you know, if they wanted to cut it off, I mean, now everybody's going to try to act like a certain type of way, and I don't know, like people, will they not even, they won't go back to work, or like, I mean, it kind of worked out in my benefit, Mike. Like I said, I made like $10,000 from that, and it's not over. Oh, I'm sorry, excuse my French.
But yeah, you watch your language there.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. Hey, look, excuse my French, but I mean, I made like 10 grand from that, and it went right into my bank account, and I cashed it out. It was kind of nice, you know? So, I mean, I don't mind working. Like, people don't mind working.
Dave, I don't think that was the intended goal of it. I think the goal was that $600 was going to go to people who actually needed it, rather than somebody who's...
I was making like $1,000. I was making like $1,000. It was $1,000 in my account every week, because I had been on unemployment. Like in January, I got laid off because like my manager was kind of funny. I'm still friends with him now and all that, but you know, so they added another $600 to it. So it was like $1,000 every week that I was getting. And then even today, like it'll go in tonight, it'll be like another at least $500. So I think it's kind of, I don't know, Mike, because when you go back and you work at these jobs, man, some of these people, they don't appreciate what you do, you know, and people don't mind working hard. But at the end of the day, like when you go there and you show up and you got to like jump through all these hoops, and then nobody's like, you know, the manager or the supervisor, they try to like promise you all this stuff, and then they never come through with it. They always lie. It's almost like, I mean, what's the point? I mean, you know, it's kind of funny. I mean, so why would people go back to work when they got jumped through all these hoops?
Yeah, Dave, how are you paying for your rent and your food if all of this unemployment money is going into your bank account?
Oh, I got my EBT card. I got my Medicaid. I got all of it. I'm living off the state. I'm getting all my tax money back that I paid into it for the system all these years.
I don't see a shining example of how this system is supposed to be working right now.
No, I get you, Mike. But my point is, though, like, so, I don't know, man. To go back to work, and then you got to jump through all these hoops, and then you got to wear like a mask all day and do all this stuff. I worked in different like factories and different things like that. And you would only have to wear a mask like when you were like pumping in different chemicals and materials, and you could only wear it for like a certain amount of time. And your safety glasses would fog up, and then you would like, you had to take it off. You only wore it when you had to. So to like wear it 24/7, like at the job site, I mean, put it this way, my cousin, he went to the Disney store the other day at the mall around my house, and he had just like one of those little scarves on, like a little, like, you know, like a little, it's like a little mask you kind of put on, it's like a cloth thing, and they turned him away. They said you can't come back to the store unless you have a surgical mask on, and then you walk
away.
Okay,
well, Dave,
at the end of the day,
Dave, we gotta let you go.
Okay. I know, you go with your dollars at the end of the day.
Okay, Dave, we got to let you go and take a... We need to get some dollars with a station identification. Back with another phone call after these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.